KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In college men's basketball action last night, Drake trimmed a 15-point Creighton lead down to 2 in the second half, but the 15th-ranked Blue Jays held on for a 77-69 win in the Knapp Center last night. Doug McDermott poured in 30 points to lead Creighton, while Ravonte Rice led the Bulldogs with 23 points and also added 11 rebounds.
Yeah, I thought we competed really well, especially in the second half. Needed a couple shots to go down, obviously. I thought Ben and Aaron both had some really good looks in the second half. Balls going in and out. But, you know, that's the way it goes. I'm proud of our team for battling, and feel like we got better in some areas tonight, so that's a good thing moving forward.
That's Drake coach Mark Phelps on his post-game show on KRNT in Des Moines. Phelps says the game plan for the Bulldogs was to attack the baskets.
I thought we did a good job. You know, we got in the paint. You want to get in the paint through the dribble and through the post-up, and thought we did a pretty good job. McDermott was a load, and he had a terrific game. But really proud of our guys once again for competing and in my opinion, getting better tonight.
Drake falls to 5-5 in the Valley, 12-8 overall with that loss last night. Carl Richards scored 17 points to lead Indiana State to a 59-54 victory against Northern Iowa last night. Richard was the only player in double figures for the Sycamores, who never trailed and held the Panthers to 36% shooting from the floor. Seth Tuttle scored 22 points. Johnny Moran added 11 for Northern Iowa. Mark Sonnen, who entered Monday with a 10.1 scoring average, was held to 4 points, but he did make a 3-pointer for the 16th straight game. Panthers fall to 14-8 overall. They're 4-6 in the Valley. Well, freshman swingman LeBrian Nash scored a career-high 27 points. Brian Williams added a career-best 22. And Oklahoma State knocked off second-ranked Missouri 79-72. Nash scored 13 points during a 17-4 burst that sent the Cowboys into the lead in the final 4 minutes. And the Tigers, who fell to 18-2 overall and 5-2 in the Big 12, didn't have a response. Elsewhere in the AP Top 25, Jared Sullinger had 20 points and 13 rebounds as number 4 Ohio State beat Penn State 78-54. Mason Plumlee scored 23 points as number 8 Duke averted its first losing streak of the season by pulling away to a 74-61 win over Maryland. Draymond Green had 22 points, 14 rebounds, and 6 assists to help number 10 Michigan State beat Minnesota 68-52, giving coach Tom Izzo his 400th career win. 12th-ranked running Rebels of UNLV needed overtime to beat upset-minded Boise State 77-72. Also last night, number 18 Mississippi State held off a late LSU charge to win 76-71. Martavius Irving scored 16 points to help lead 22nd-rated Kansas State over Texas Tech 69-47. And also last night, number 23 Florida State beat Wake Forest 75-52. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes return from a lengthy layoff tonight when they host Nebraska. The Hawkeyes are 3-4 in the Big Ten, and they haven't played since a January 17th loss at Purdue.
I think it was a good thing in terms of where it was timed. You know, we just started the new semester academically. They had a chance to refocus there. We had a couple guys with a little bit nagging injuries. They got a chance to take care of those. So I think it was good. You know, will we be a little bit rusty? We'll find out.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says the Huskers are much better than their 2-6 league record.
And they didn't have two of their best players the first three games they played. And they've got two, you know, excellent wins already. And I think you look at the league top to bottom, same thing. I mean, very few leagues have the top two teams with at least two losses and everybody with at least two wins. So I think every team that we play and every team that we watch do something special like everybody's done, I think that's enough to get anybody's attention.
We'll have that game for you live tonight here on KJAN. The Hawkeyes 11-9 overall heading into the contest. It's an early start time tonight. Pregame getting underway at 5 o'clock here on the radio. 6 o'clock tonight is tip time. In the NBA last night, lots of games. It was Washington over Charlotte, 92-75. New Jersey in overtime, 97-90 over Philadelphia. Cleveland beat New York, 91-81. Miami edging Detroit, 101-98. Indiana topping Chicago, 95-90. Milwaukee over Houston, 105-99. Oklahoma City beat New Orleans, 101-91. San Antonio beat Atlanta, 105-83. Minnesota, 105-90 over Dallas. Toronto beat Utah in two overtimes, 111-106. Denver outscored Sacramento Sacramento 122-93. The LA Lakers got by the LA Clippers 96-91, and Golden State beat Portland 101-93. Just one NHL game last night, Montreal, a 7-2 winner over Detroit. Well, thousands watched with a sense of subdued somberness as the hearse carrying the body of former football coach Joe Paterno slowly wound its way through the Penn State campus and through State College. The coaching icon was buried 3 days after he died at the age of 85. Many were quiet as the electric blue hearse passed by Wednesday afternoon, followed by Paterno's family in a blue school bus that carried the Nittany Lions to Beaver Stadium on football Saturdays. His widow Sue sat in the front seat, the coach's traditional spot. Thousands of mourners passed Paterno's casket at a public viewing over 2 days on campus, a public memorial service commemorating the accomplishments of Paterno, who won a major college record 409 games during his 46 years as Penn State coach, will be held today. Well, the Indianapolis Colts have hired Baltimore Ravens defensive coordinator Chuck Pagano as their new head coach. Pagano will be introduced at a news conference on today. It'll be the first head coaching job for the 51-year-old Pagano, who has been a career assistant until now with stops in Oakland, Cleveland, and in the NFL, and also Miami and North Carolina in college. He replaces Jim Caldwell, who was fired after the Colts' 2-14 season, in which quarterback Peyton Manning never played it down as he recovered from neck surgery. The Oakland Raiders are finalizing a deal with defensive coordinator Dennis Allen to make him their new head coach. A person familiar with the process said Wednesday that the contract is in the process of being completed. Fox Sports and ESPN first reported Tuesday night that the Raiders had chosen Allen to replace the fired Hugh Jackson. The 39-year-old Allen will be the first new Raiders coach to come from the defensive side of the ball since late owner Al Davis hired linebackers coach John Madden before the 1969 season. The New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski was listed as unable to practice Wednesday on the team's first injury report since he hurt his left ankle in the AFC title game against the Baltimore Ravens. Gronkowski was seen wearing a removable boot on his left foot on Monday. The second-year star, who set an NFL record for tight ends with 17 touchdown catches, was one of 15 Patriots on the first injury report of the Super Bowl off week. Also in the NFL, Commissioner Roger Goodell has had his contract extended through the 2018 season. Terms were not disclosed. The 52-year-old Goodell has been part of the NFL since 1983 in a variety of jobs. Steelers nose tackle Chris Hoke is retiring. The 35-year-old defensive lineman spent 11 seasons with Pittsburgh after originally signing with the team as an undrafted rookie free agent out of Brigham Young in 2001. In baseball news, Prince Fielder will start making the big bucks right away with the Detroit Tigers. Fielder will earn $23 million in each of his first 2 years with Detroit, then will make $24 million annually in the final 7 seasons of his $214 million 9-year contract. That's according to terms obtained by the Associated Press. That contrasts with Albert Pujols' backloaded $240 million 10-year contract with the Los Angeles Angels that he agreed to last month. Pujols gets $12 million this year and $16 million in 2013, with the salary increasing to $23 million in 2014 and then rising $1 million annually. Detroit planned to announce Fielder's deal at a news conference today. Elsewhere in baseball, the Baltimore Orioles and Robert Andino have avoided arbitration, agreeing to a 1-year deal worth $1.3 million. No arbitration for pitcher Brad Ziegler and the Diamondbacks as the two sides agreed on a 1-year contract worth $1.795 million. Also, Colorado Rockies closer Rafael Betancourt agreed on a new $8.5 million 2-year contract that runs through 2013 with an option for 2014. The Yankees have come to terms with Andrew Jones on a 1-year deal. Cardinals closer Jason Mott has agreed to a $1.95 million 1-year contract after helping St. Louis win the World Series. The 29-year-old was 5-2 with a .225 earned run average and 9 saves last season, earning the closer's role in late August and getting 5 saves during the postseason. In tennis, Victoria Azarenko has defeated defending champion Kim Clijsters 6-4, 1-6, and 6-3 to advance to the Australian Open final today. Azarenko will play in her first Grand Slam final in her 25th major. Maria Sharapova has avenged her Wimbledon loss to Petra Kvitova and returned to the Australian Open final for the first time since winning the 2008 title. Sharapova broke Kvitova's serve in the last game to finish off a 6-2, 3-6, 6-4 victory and set up a championship match against Azarenka. The Australian Open Women's Champion will take over the number one ranking vacated by Caroline Wozniacki following her loss to the 11th-seeded Clijsters in the quarterfinals at Melbourne Park. On the men's side, Rafael Nadal beat Roger Federer 6-7, 6-2, 7-6, and 6-4 in the Australian Open semifinals today. The longtime rivals playing with the intensity that they normally display when they meet in Grand Slam finals. Though the stars who have met in 8 Grand Slam finals were on the same side of the draw for the first time at a major since 2005, they played as if the title were at stake. This time, though, only Nadal will have the opportunity to win another championship Sunday night when the Spanish left-hander plays the winner of today's semifinal between defending champion Novak Djokovic and Andy Murray. And in racing news, NASCAR says it will stop issuing undisclosed fines going forward and will no longer keep certain penalties private. The practice of NASCAR issuing secret fines came to light midway through the 2010 season when Denny Hamlin was penalized for comments he made on Twitter. It was then learned that Ryan Newman had also been fined for critical remarks about racing at Talladega. Last season, it was discovered that NASCAR had again fined Newman without announcing it for an incident that he had with Juan Pablo Montoya. Then on the eve of the season-ending weekend, news that Brad Keselowski had been secretly fined $25,000 for comments about electronic fuel injection. The penalty briefly took away from NASCAR's championship activities, and Chairman Brian France promised to reconsider that practice. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAM Sports.